So in first we have heard of six different impulses of urge we have to control vegas, and then Prabhupada is giving wonderful purport on that, how to control all the different vegas or pushing the body. The second sloka is mentioning about the how the six dosha are there. Six things should be avoided. That is the second. Six things should be avoided. And you know, the sound is very sweet. In a very small and very sweet nectar. Everything is, you know, clear. It's very basic. It's nothing like very deep understanding requires. But as we have divided, we have that division, no? That how the first division is up text number
1 to 7.
1 to 7 is the first division. Second division is
text 8 is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti.
Text 8 is the second division. And 9 and 11. That is Raganuga Bhakti. So this is devotional literature. You got it now. 1, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So, text number 3 discuss the six principles that help us progress on the path of pure devotional service. But before discussing them, we must know exactly what pure devotional service is. That is mentioned in this book. So, the definition of pure devotional service is given by Rupa Goswami. That's already, what is that, in Nectar of Devotion, what is the definition? You know the meaning of that also. What is the meaning of that story? So one required to be cleansed out from all kinds of jnana karma thereafter. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that one must be completely purified from mukti kami. There were that shuddhi kami, there are three kamis, desires. Mukti means karma, jnana karma. Karma means enjoyment, material enjoyment, or like karma kind, what we call sense enjoyment. That is called bhukti. Then mukti, jnana is there after liberation. They know that this is not required, this material world is useless, that is, you know, this body is temporary, and they want to merge into the existence of the world. And siddhi, there are total how many siddhis are there?
8 plus 15.
So many siddhis are there. Now all the siddhis are detailed in Srimad Bhagavatam. It is mentioned here. Srimad Bhagavatam is a really wonderful book. It gives all information, everything, whatever you require, everything is given there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the 8 are principles in this. That means one of the siddhi, somebody can give an example what you can do by some of the siddhis. You can become smaller than the smallest. You can come out, you can go, you can enter in anybody's house, because you can become smaller than smaller. Like Hanuman did. He went, I think he entered in Lanka by Yoga Siddhi. Just he entered inside. You can become bigger than the biggest. Nobody can even, you know, see. You can go to Himalaya just by thinking. You can go to moon. You can control anybody's mind. That is in this. You can hypnotize someone. So, anybody else?
Yeah. Without eating, you can stay.
Without eating, you can survive. Then?
Take some gold from moon.
You can go to anywhere.
From here only you can take from other planets.
Yeah. Also you can walk on the water. Actually recently somewhere I saw one link on YouTube. Person is walking on water.
Lie by
float in the air.
Floating in the air.
Yes.
You saw someone.
Yes.
I saw on YouTube.
News channel.
Yeah. I saw that. Somebody's. I also saw that. But I did not believe. I thought it was fake.
It is not possible now.
I thought it is fake, but when they showed a person walking on the water, then they gave all the proof. You know, like a person is walking and somebody put the hand. Then I just, you know, he could walk on the ground.
That Mataji of Indapnagar, one fellow is there, no? Who is staying in the Apollo Hospital, they tested for 15 days. He is without eating, he is there since last 27 years.
Without eating?
In
That's possible. We have seen some people, they don't eat what, they don't drink, they don't drink water, they don't eat anything. Still living. It's possible. I mean, these are all yoga siddhis. Of course, I mean, there's walking on water, people get, you can walk on the water. What's the use of that? You can touch the moon from here. What's the use of that by touching it? And the maximum is that we have seen Saubari Muni. What he could do?
He married to expanded his form.
How many times?
Maximum living entity can expand into it.
Saubari Muni has expanded himself to marry the king, the princess of Mandata. How many? Mandata was the king of Mathura. And when you listen kathas, especially the stories, you should remember. You may forget philosophy, but stories you should remember.
Number I actually forgot.
50.
Yes, he was just
50 princes were there. He came out of the water because of he got agitated by some union of fish. So he got agitated, so he came out. As soon as he came out, he even forgot that he was a yogi and an old man and his body is now completely, you know, dried up and everything. And he expressed his desire to marry one of the princes. So the king was surprised to see, but he was a yogi, so couldn't stop himself. So he thought that if I say no, then if he curse my daughters, that would be a big problem. So this better answer should be there. What was the answer?
He told, there is one condition, like if the any princess likes you, then only
you can marry. You can. He says, yes, I will most fortunate to have you as my son-in-law. But let my princess, they should like you. I mean, she should like, any of them she likes, you can. Then I, all of them liked, 50 of them. Because he used his yoga siddhi and he became a handsome prince. Everyone liked 50 of them. Then he expanded himself in 50 forms. That story is mentioned in Samanta Purana and also Srimad Bhagavatam. It's not detailed like this. Vishnu Prabhupada is saying like this. But only thing is that his yogic siddhi is limited, that all will do same work. He, if he walks, everyone will walk. Everyone will be doing the same activities. That is what Prabhupada is saying. 50. Where did you hear this? 8 for 8?
This I read in one of the Prabhupada books.
One can expand up to 8 forms. Yeah, but in exception case, possibly one can get. I mean, this is only one example I know. Anyone in our history, we never know any example like this. That we have expanded 50 forms. So, yes. We had one king in somewhere south east, maybe Odisha or Andhra Pradesh, maybe other places. We had one king. When he heard that Krishna had this many wives, so he also, I think, Muslim. He also had desire to make so many. And he married 365 queens, ladies. But unfortunately, he could hardly see one of them once in a year. Hardly. So Prabhupada said this thing. And then say that what do you use on that? So yoga siddhi is jnanis and karmas. All these three bhaktisana sarvajita, this thing should be completely purified. The conditional living entity performs two kinds of activities. That is conditional and constitutional. Activities performed in one's constitutional position are technically called devotional service. Devotional service consists of many processes. The first step in pure devotional service is hearing from the proper person, Shravan. This is the way to get the Bhakti Lata Beach. Shravanam, it is so important that a person who is sleeping can be awakened by hearing. If you remember, you know, once I say that scientifically it is proved that the last sense which expires, that is listening. In all your senses, your brain may die. You know, sometimes brain can die. Your other, you know, limbs, your other senses, everything can die. But the last thing which dies, that is ears. Listening sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that's why if the person even in the coma, he can also listen whatever you say. If you chant holy name, he listens. If you do Hari Kirtan there, he listens. But that's why hearing is so powerful.
Like in some cases, like when your most maturity, they get older, then their ears like
may stop.
Once they cannot hear, like
that is disease. That is disease. You know, like ear benefits. Of course, all the senses will start working. You know, less than what not a young man do. But it is mentioned that the first sense, I don't know if the medical doctor is here, as I heard, the first limb which comes out, right, the first sense, you know, which in the womb of mother is here.
Mm-hmm.
And the last, when it dies, the last sense is here. Listening. So that's why we see so many examples of a person listening in the womb of the mother. Sukadeva Goswami, Prahlad Maharaj, person listening in the womb of the mother. So that is possible technically. You may, of course, it is not that that Harinam is, you know, it is a holy, a spiritual thing, and it is connected to the spiritual soul. So it has the direct connection to the soul. Holy name has. But even technically also, the hearing power is very important. That's why Shravanam. Shravanam is so important. Shravanadi Suddha Chitte. Just by listening about the glories in hearing. So much power is there in hearing. That you can... What is Srimad Bhagavatam Shloka? Prabhupada's favorite. नष्ट वाला ही है लेकिन दूसरा
चिंदंती कलमश
उसके पहले वाला
भगवद्गीता में
You know now, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada has written one song. What is that song? Bado Kripa Koyale Krishna Adhamera Prati. In that, Bhagavatara, what is that? Bhagavatara, Prabhupada sings that. Tava Katha, Bhagavatara Katha. Then he starts singing this. Srinvatam, Katha. What is it? You know the whole sloka? Who knows? Shunatam Svakatha Krishna Punya
Punya Shravana Kirtan
Dadayantastho Abhadrani Vidunoti Surutsatam. Who can give the translation of this?
कृष्ण की कथा सुनने से जो हृदय में से जो
साफ
होने का श्रोता स्वकथा कृष्ण पुण्य श्रवण कीर्तन हृदयंतो हृदयंतस्थ अभद्राणी विधुनोति व्हाटएवर इज देयर इन द हार्ट अभद्र डर्ट Just by listening. So, this is the way you can get Bhakti Lata Beach. That is mentioned on page number 29 by Prabhupada in this book. Third point, ISKCON's gift to humanity is the good fortune of the association of pure devotees is rare. So, Durlava is rare. Brahmanda Brahmite. And that is provided by International Society for Krishna Consciousness. It's giving such a challenge to humanity at large. That is given by that. So now, this is what the, you know, pure devotional service, one must know what is pure devotional service. Yes. So that is what we have discussed. Now, there are six guna in this shloka. Utsahat, Nishchayat, Dhairyat, Tattat, Karma, Pravartanat, Sangatyagat, Sato, Vrutte, Sharabir, Bhakti. So this, somebody can read the translation.
There are six principles favorable to the execution of pure devotional service. First, being enthusiastic. Second, endeavoring with confidence. Third, being patient. Fourth, acting accordingly to regulative principles such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, hearing, chanting and remembering Krishna. Fifth, abandoning the association of non-devotees. And sixth, following in the footsteps of previous acharyas. these six principles undoubtedly assure the complete success of pure devotional service.
So, these things are really, if you, Prabhupada has given a lot of emphasis on this. Utsahat, Nishchayat. Utsahat means enthusiasm. Nishchayat means, Utsahat, Nishchayat. That is, Utsahat, Nishchayat means confidence. Confidence and Dairya means patience. So, it's like these three things are. Sometimes we see that whatever you want to do in Krishna consciousness, whatever activity you want to do, maybe Krishna consciousness may not be Krishna consciousness, but you require some enthusiasm to do it. If you are not enthusiastic to eat, you cannot eat. If you are not enthusiastic to study, you cannot study. If you are not enthusiastic to run a business, you can never run a business. So, this enthusiasm is the first is required. Endeavor executed with intelligence in Krishna consciousness is called Saha. So, whereas meditators just sit down and fall asleep or endeavor strenuously to not see, hear, taste or touch, the devotee fully employs his senses in the service of Krishna by engaging them in contacting all kinds of sense objects for the glorification of God. So, this should be there. One should not be like, Prabhupada never discouraged anything. We have Prabhupada taught Yukta Vairagya principle. What is Yukta Vairagya? Oh, learning Bhakti Sambhav. What is that, Yukta Vairagya?
You place everything for Krishna.
Yeah, and still you can become Vairagya. Whatever is there, that should be utilized for Krishna's satisfaction. Ultimately, everything is spiritual because everything is an expansion of Krishna or His energy. Then second is the nishchaya. The confidence means that one is convinced that engagement in devotional service is the life and soul of the living entity. His desired goal and supreme protection of human life. And simply by engaging in devotional service, one will achieve everything. This means one will not take any help from karma, jnana or anything else. Nishchaya, sometimes also called as faith. Sometimes also called determination. So nishchaya means they are determined. Devotees are determined that Krishna karma kaile sarva karma. Just by doing Krishna conscious activities, all the other purpose will be solved. And sometimes it is said that a devotee is one whose nishchaya is weak. If we consider Krishna consciousness not that important, then he can go away from Krishna. So the confidence is required for Krishna consciousness. Whatever activities we are doing, it is the only way. Hare Nam Eva Kevala. This is called confidence. There is no other way. So that's why in any circumstances, devotees, they are so much confident about it. Like Prahlad Maharaj. He knows what he is not going, he's so confident about his master. Eldash Thakur said, Khanda Khanda Have Jadi Jaya Pran. If you want to break me into pieces, you can do that. I will not stop my chanting. You can break me into pieces. So, that is called nishchaya, confidence. Faith develops in the association of devotees. One should therefore be careful to scrupulously follow the advice given in text 2 and 3 about giving up the association of non-devotees. Actually, in this book also, you also have mission dhaya. Dhaya means to be patient. What example Prabhupada used to give?
Spare,
yeah. That is confidence. There is also that. There is also
example of
patience.
Yeah. What is that? Husband and wife.
What is that?
Child.
For begetting the child.
Yeah.
Wife had to follow husband very patiently. It is not that now they are married, next day they will get child.
Today they got married, next day they will get child. How is it possible? So she has to remain usaha, enthusiastic. She cannot just say, she can demand that, oh, my dear husband, you need to give me, you should give me child today only. Then if your husband says, not today, not possible, it is not. Then she may get discouraged, no, what is the use of my marriage? You know, I lost my life and everything. This is no utsaha. She has to become enthusiastic and confidence. Confidence means now that they got married, so there must be a child. There must be a child. That is confidence. And patience means she has to wait. I have seen so many mothers who are carrying the child in the womb. How nicely they are taking care of the womb. How nicely they take care of the womb. Because they are waiting to get the offspring. Prabhupada says, we must be enthusiastic. I shall engage myself very nicely in this process this moment. This is the first qualification. Dullness will not help you. You must be very enthusiastic. My Guru Maharaj used to say, Pran Achejar. A person can become a preacher if he has life. Dead man cannot preach. So you must become very enthusiastic that I shall preach the glories of the Lord to my best capacity. Sometimes it is compared that the way a hungry man is enthusiastic to eat. For example, if you are hungry, and how much enthusiastic you are with, that much enthusiasm should be there to chant the holy name, to do devotional service.
Sometimes that some neophytes, they are show like extra enthusiasm.
For prasad?
Kirtan and other activities.
Yeah, so that's why we require your association. But then the devotees will tell him that there are two more things. Mr. Yad is also there. Neither is also there. You have to wait. 5 more things to other, not 2. 5 more things there.
What I am telling you, some devotees, they also, they, you know,
because, yeah, it is there. Prabhupada like said, Krishna consciousness is, in the beginning, it's a big, big express highway. But the more you advance, it becomes narrow, narrow, narrow. So, Prabhupada said, it's not that one has to become well learned, a scholar to become a preacher. Simply it requires enthusiasm. My Lord is great, so kind, so beautiful, so wonderful. I must speak something about my Lord. This is qualification. Just like a girl gets married, I'm just skipping that. Just like a girl gets married, generally she wants a guy. But she wants a child immediately after marriage. That is not possible. She must wait. She must serve her husband nicely. Just like a faithful wife. The time will come when she will become pregnant, she will have a child. The girl must know because she is married, she got a husband, that there must be a child. It is fact. It may be a little later. Similarly, when you have entered into devotional service, your success is assured, provided you are enthusiastic and patient. Not that immediately I want child. Immediately I become fully Krishna conscious and perfect. You know, sometimes we say that devotees, they expect Oh, I'm chanting sister now since so many years, Prabhuji. There is no change. I'm having the same bad habits, I'm having the same things. But you have to become patient. You cannot become Mahabhagavata the first day because our disease is coming since many, many births. We are expecting to become Mahabhagavata in one day. There are some sahajyas, they provide this one day Mahabhagavata, you know, package. You go to them, you know, within a short time, you will become a topmost manjaris. They are all sahajyas. There are so many such people out there, so-called babajis, in Radhakund, in Vrindavan, Yamuna, so many. There may be so many imperfections because we are in the imperfect atmosphere. If you go on patiently exhibiting your devotional service as it is directed by Shastra and confirmed by the spiritual master, these two things require. Confirmed by spiritual master and directed by Shastra. Then be rest assured that your success is guaranteed. This is the way. Just like we have asked our students to chant Sishri Ram's plain minimum. Sishri Ram is nothing. In Vrindavan there are many devotees who chant 120 rounds. So 16 rounds is the minimum because I know that in the Vaishnava country it is difficult to finish 64 rounds or 120 rounds. Minimum 16 rounds must be completed. Tattak karam pravartana. Ustat, nishaya, dairya, then tattak karam pravartana. This is the direction. So, Tattat Karma Pravartana, Prabhupada is giving what? Navada Bhakti, no? What else? Navada Bhakti, Tattat Karma Pravartana, Sadhan Bhakti. Navada Bhakti. Nine persons of devotional service, one required to repeat that devotional service. It Tattat Karma Pravartana. So in Dhairya, there is one more example of how Prabhupada started the movement. That is the example of Dhairya. 25 years he stayed in India, continuously preaching 25 years, with no success. And 1 year in USA, with no success. Just imagine a person who is endeavoring to achieve one thing. His endeavors for 26 continuous years with not any, any success, desired success, and still he is waiting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to, some people used to come to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and say, do you really think that your prediction, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted Prithvi, Pravanta, Chandra, Sarat, Prachar, Vaidyavaram, you are saying like this in your book, do you think it will happen? What Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say? Yes. It must happen because it is predicted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. You are so much determined of that. So, there are nine processes that put control around is there. But one must also understand that here one more suggestion is given by in connection with Raghunath Das Goswami. While Raghunath Das Goswami was over enthusiastic to join Mahaprabhu. Isn't it? Mahaprabhu said, babe, stay there. That will be the time you will come. One should not be over enthusiastic also. And also Kurma Brahmin, he wanted to, I just want to give up everything, I will stay with you Mahaprabhu, he said. But still, Mahaprabhu said, Sthane Sita, Suti Gatam Janavakam. You stay here only and serve Mahaprabhu. So the main thing is that one should always obey what spiritual master wants from us. That means like one should not put up his own desire to spiritual master. It is not that one should be desireless. You can put up your desire, but don't stick to that. You can also find quotes, different quotes from Net of Instruction on Nishchaya. We have that in Nishchaya, open the purport. Nishchaya, can you get the quote? One should be convinced that by the process of devotional service alone, one will be dragged to the success at the end. Is there any quotation? There are six quotations. That's what I asked about Nishchaya. Okay, second. Krishna will surely protect me and give me help for the successful execution of devotional service. Avashya Rakhive Krishna. Is there?
No, that line is there. Krishna will surely protect me and give me
help. Yeah. I also mentioned Avashya Rakhive Krishna. That is called Nishchaya, confidence. Mm. He is very much confident. It's actually, confidence is a very big thing, you know. And this confidence will come. Sometimes it will come to us. Ask the Prabhu, how to bring this confidence? How to maintain enthusiasm? So what is the basic principle is Sangha Tyagat Satavarite. One should associate. See, this is how I emphasize. Last loka also it is mentioned and this loka also is mentioned. Let me just finish this Nishchaya quotation. One should be confident that engagement in devotional service is the life and soul of the living entity. It is the desired goal and supreme perfection of human life. And one must be confident that all other activities will never yield any enduring benefit. All the other activities is not going to give any. One must be calmly convinced that giving up devotional service to engage in severe austerities for other purposes will not verify one's mind. If you do not engage in Krishna consciousness, you must be engaging something else. That should be convinced. Complete confidence in the path of devotional service will enable one to attain his desired goal, but attempting to follow the path will only succeed. Success is making one restless. Other paths will make you restless. So, and then tattat karma pravartanat, there are various activities, that is what we have discussed. Narada Bhakti. And Sangha Tyagat. Sangha Tyagat and Asat Sangha Tyag. What was the word was said? Sangha Tyagat Satavrutte, Tadir Bhakti, Prasiddhati. And so important, one must come out from the, as we have already discussed, no? That to associate doesn't mean to associate a person. To associate means to associate three modes of material nature. It can be in the form of media, it can be in the form of your surrounding, it can be in the form of video, movies, television, internet, books, music. Even in the mind you can associate. You can in the mind also can associate. So actually we have to decide what actually we want. We have to decide that. Actually what we want from this life. that should come in our life. Actually, what we are looking for, then you will understand what my attempts are and what I am looking for. Am I going in the right direction or not? What I am looking for, that must be clear. If you are thinking, like while chanting, if you are thinking something, then Krishna understands, you know, like even though Krishna knows everything, but Krishna understands that, well, you want this, you are chanting and you want this. So I take it granted that you want this. Like Krishna is not dull person, you know, he is not matter. Krishna is the fully reciprocating personality. Fully reciprocating. He is never dull, and he is also, I mean, sometimes he can say, oh, what he has to do with us, like he is in Golokunda, and he is busy with his leelas, he is busy with his pastimes, and we are so tiny soul. Krishna has so many other wonderful acharyas, devotees, so he is busy with them, so he has nothing to do with us. He won't reciprocate. No, he reciprocates with every single living being. And he likes to reciprocate. That is Krishna. And if he puts our nonsense desire, Krishna understands, it's not dull. But when Krishna knows that he is crying for me, he wants me, then he is very happy. Sometimes devotee is in bhava avastha. They prepare to commit suicide. You know why? Why? They feel separation from Krishna. So much so that they are prepared to end up their life. And that time Krishna comes and saves them. Don't do that. Krishna will say. Or Krishna makes some arrangement that he feels pleasure. He personally may not come, but he makes arrangement. That is what Krishna's plan. Krishna is like that only. To get him is very difficult. But he is always with you. He is never away from you. So Sangha Tyagad is mentioned here. Sangha Tyagad, Asat Sangha Tyagad Vaishnava Achar. Giving up the association of karmis, jnanis, yogis and other non-devotees. And Janasangasya means associating ordinary people. Both have same quality, destroying bhakti. I mean, associating with karmic, jnani, yogis and other non-devotees, associating with other ordinary people. So one should have the maximum association of devotees and minimum association of non-devotees. Actually, there should be not at all. Non-devotees should not be, you know, entertained. And also one must know to whom you will associate, what desire he is having, he will inspire you to desire that. That's why birds with the same feather should flock together. We should associate with only those devotees who are helpful to progress in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise you will be also, you know, start desiring what they desire. But they may not be so advanced. So it should be very pakka. We should therefore give up association of jnani, karmi and all other sense gratificatory. They also the worshipper of demigods are considered to be more dangerous than exist. So don't worry, don't associate with that. And what is that? Ratan Das Thakur sings, Tandere Charana Sevi, Sannyas. Sangha Tyaga Sannyas. One should always assume with the devotees. Janma Janma Hoya Vilas. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they personally they showed their own example. Even though they were Babajis, I mean they were such an exalted personalities. They were doing Madhukaris, but they were always busy in Krishna Kirtana Gan Nartana Prabhu. They were always giving lectures. They were always busy in the midst of devotees. Sanatana Goswami was Mundiya Baba. He was the dear most, you know, grandfather of whole Vrajavasi. All, everyone. Anyone could go and ask that Babaji, I have my daughter has this problem. Babaji, my son has this problem. Babaji, I have my wife is from this. I mean, any kind of problem is there. They used to go to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, well, it was so dear to the Vrajavasis that when he used to come to one village, whole village would come together to welcome him. And he would stay in one of the house. The next day he would depart from that village. And whole village will go to see him off. At the same time, there is another village is prepared to receive him. So much famous, Sanatana Goswami. Then Satavrute is following the great Acharyas, Mahajana. Vritti means the following footsteps. The late previous Acharya, the direct disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, six personas we are talking about. Especially Rupa Goswami and the Acharyas in his line, down to Srila Prabhupada. To follow their footsteps means to follow the principle laid down by them, who expertly fill every moment of time with Krishna conscious activities. So that part is mentioned, the last part of this sloka is by following the standard procedure given by Srila Prabhupada, like rising early in the morning, attending Mangala Arati, without cessation, one attains the platform Visuddha Sattva without difficulty. Prabhupada writes, devotional is so pure and perfect that once having begun, one is forcibly dragged to ultimate success. It's so nice. All the good qualities of demigod manifest progressively in one who has developed pure devotional service, whereas one who engages in mundane philanthropic activities remains as a Duratma. So here we are seeing that Patpat Karma Pravartanam is engaging oneself in devotional services, associating with the devotees. And Satavrutti means one should follow the acharyas. That is what we are doing, our sadhana bhakti. So, out of 64 devotional items mentioned in the act of devotion, first 10 items are considered to be preliminary necessities of beginning the discharge of every sadhana. So when that one should follow Satavritti. Suti Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatrikim, Bilimbina, Pratadaya. If you do not follow Satavritti, then you will create havoc everywhere. And bhakti can become disturbance in your life. If you don't follow Guru, Acharya and scripture, then you will create unnecessary disturbance in your life. So shall we continue one more sloka?
Yes.
Are you all prepared? There are many other quotations by Prabhupada, but we don't read it because you can go through by your own books. Prabhupada has given many examples on this. jazz or anything. Well, text 4 we take today, then text 5 we take next. Text 4 is Dadati Prati Grinati Guyam Akhyati Prichati Munte Bhojayate Chaiva Shadavida Kriti Amishraham. Dadati means give, to give, you know, Dadami Buddhi Yogantam. To give, Dadati. Dadati, one should give charity. Prati Grinati, one should accept donation. Guyam Akhyati Prichati. One should ask secret thing. I mean, akhyati means to say, explain. One should explain about the secret things. Whatever is there in your mind, that you should explain. You know, like, if Dipustra is nothing like, you know, like, sometimes I was in devotees, they don't talk much. They remain always silent. They have no friend in devotees. And they like to remain in secluded places. When the devotees are there, he will go somewhere else and chant in the other place. That is not mentioned by six Goswamis. One should ask something. Guhyam akhyati prichati. There is priti lakshan. When you become Madhyam Adhikari, then there should be a friendly relationship with the devotees. Priti lakshan. One should ask and one should tell what is there in the mind and one should listen what he says. You should not be that, what, I am great, not, you are not great, I am great. Yeah. Explain. Guhyam akhyati prichati. One should listen what he, the other one to say. Yeah. That is priti lakshan. I mean, and the bhumte means to eat. Bhojayate, to invite them to eat. For prasad. Sarvita, this is loving relationship. You should be there. You should be there. The six principles should be there in between the devotees. All the six are required. If you take donation but you don't give anything, sometimes you see they are accepting. They don't give anything. And sometimes you see same thing, like they listen to you, they don't listen to you. You have to listen to them. They don't listen to you. So that is not loving relation. And Bhumte Boye, they are prepared always, whenever you call for prasad, but they don't call you for prasad. Or if you don't call them for prasad, you always go for prasad. So this is not priti lakshan. Always devotee should do, always attend to this six principles. It is good, no? To call devotee as prasad, for prasad. You know how much it is helpful? It is mentioned that if any devotee comes to your house to take prasad, you get purified. So nice. Your karma gets burnt out. If you call a devotee for prasad, you cook and you have them, you know, serve them prasad, they eat, they get satisfied. What you read in Srimad Bhagavatam and other places in Vedic scripture, that it is good to always, it is very pious activity to feed brahminas, to feed brahmins. But Vaishnava is more than brahmin. Krishna is taking food from the mouth of brahmins. If you cannot offer Krishna a food, if you offer food to brahmins, it is as good as to offer Krishna. Namo brahmanya devaya, go brahman. Krishna is like that. So just how it is beneficial to call devotee at home for prasad. Should be that. There should be a loving relationship. Exchange of gift, confidential talk, and eating together are the essence of loving detail. Loving dealings between friends. Actually, it creates some social environment. Everyone requires a social environment because we are spirit soul. we have feeling, willing and thinking. We cannot remain without a society. There should be a community, society, the Vaishnava community. When, even though I have seen, when the neophyte people, when they come to temple, when they find a spiritual society, not international society, spiritual sociality, then they become, they get a social protection, social securities. Then he continues to come. He feels he gets what he wants. If he do not provide them social environment, in which to consciousness, then they will go out to find social environment elsewhere, outside world. He will not stop his tendency. But one must not mistake this thing, that social environment should be spiritual only. You cannot try to bring the material social environment or material tendency, social tendency in spiritual, like kutinati. In material world, sociality is kutinati, diplomacy. Sociality is like that. Diplomacy and full of cheating, cheaters and cheated. If you try to do the same in Krishna consciousness, that means you are bringing anarthas. So that should be clear. Whether materialistic or devotional, a society is nourished by these exchanges. Without such exchanges, it is sure to dwindle and die. ISKCON has been established to facilitate this six living exchange between devotees. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, everyone is ultimately a devotee, because pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the heart of humanity. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living energy naturally awakens. The second point here is, religion is the special function of human society, and the goal of human life is unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service unto the transcendental Lord. In order to achieve that goal, one should give up the company of yogi, jnani, karmi, philanthropic. One should associate with the members of Krishna consciousness movement, and because it is the only movement that teaches how to develop one's dormant love for Krishna. Now you see, the second text was emphasizing about giving up association of non-devotees. That means to associate devotees. Now in third stroke it was mentioned that one should associate with the devotees. They will give you sahat, nishchaya, dairya, tattva-pradhanam, everything. They will give you all these things. And now, how to have relationship with those devotees? That is mentioned now in this sloka. And after this sloka, which devotee we should have this relationship? That will be mentioned. What kind of devotee? How to deal with the devotees? That will be mentioned in the next sloka. So, in the six loving exchanges, in ISKCON, how we are doing that? That Prabhupada has mentioned, we are just pointing it. What are that? Dadati means?
Charity.
So what Prabhupada says? To distribute the holy name of the Lord through the process of Harinam Sankirtan is the most sublime example of Dadati principle, offering gifts. What gift we should offer is the giving holy name. Yes, of course, sometimes we are giving material gift, that's okay, but the spiritual gift is this. Give the holy name. Prabhupada has given it. Pratigrihadi, the willingness to accept the holy name, serve, and the Pratigrihadi principle. One should have the willingness to serve, to accept the holy name. Pratigrihadi, accept it. Somebody is giving you holy name, who is giving you holy name? Spiritual master is giving you holy name. Bhuyam Pruchati, to inquire about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness serves this principle, third principle. It can be asked, because this is given in purport, so it can be one of the questions of your ascendants. Then Guhyam Achyati explains science of Krishna consciousness to a submissive inquirer. So, Guhyam Achyati, Bhojayate, to offer prasad to ISKCON's life members and the general public at the Sunday love feast and festivals. See, feeding life members is one of the, you know, loving relationship with Prabhupada. And Bhukte, to accept invitation to take prasad in the home of life members, serves Bhukte, let's say. If somebody invites you, you should go there for prasad. You cannot deny it. That's what Yashoda Bhakti Prabhu said that day. He said that if somebody is inviting you for prasad, you must go there. You will not go only if that person has offended you. Even the devotee is so kind that he still goes. But if somebody is not coming to your house, that means he is offended by you. Without, I mean, it should not be like some genuine reason is that different thing. But this is the way you can understand that he is happy with you or not. That he has asked for prasad. So, loving action between the members of ISKCON take place on two levels. Among practiced sadhakas and with the congregation of left members. Followers and usher. We have two kind of object to have six delings. One is sadhakas, like devotees in congregational devotees, and the other is lay member, follower and well-wisher. So the devotees who are neither neophytes nor Mahabhagavatas should love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, make friends with devotees, show favor to the ignorant and reject the jealous and demonic. That is coming in the next shloka. Also, Prabhupada says Dadaji principle includes 50% of mass income of the in the service of his Lord and his devotee. It goes some DLD example. One should give 50% of income to him. I don't know how many people are following this in his con. I heard that in one of the temples, I think Chopati, some of the devotees they are following. And the whole ISKCON is running on that. They don't have a membership scheme. They don't go for collecting donation. Their life members, their congregational devotees are giving 50% of their income to the temple. And the temple is running in that. Many places might be there like this. An excellent devotee explains inexperienced devotee should learn from that. Loving exchange between members of ISKCON and materialist are strictly prohibited. ISKCON members and materialist. One should therefore be careful to discriminate how one reciprocates with the various category of the congregational people. Even in the congregation, you cannot say that person is coming to temple, so now I can associate with him freely. Then you can spoil, because you have to see what category he is in. Unless one is very advanced, he is unable to utilize everyone's contribution for the process as normal. Therefore, on principle, one should not accept charity from the Mayavadis or atheists. One should not give atheist donation given by atheists. Of course, sometimes we see that this way we engage them in Krishna consciousness. But you should be enough qualified to accept that.
We accept the donations on the behalf of the temple, like some is we give it.
That's okay. That's fine.
Personally, we should not. We cannot.
Like sometimes, you know, considering me a Brahmin, sometimes I go to somebody's house. Yes, as a man, they are giving me some, you know, envelope of donation. So, one should accept donation only if you can purify his karmas. If you are eligible for that, then you can accept, otherwise you should not accept. they assist also, if somebody is assist, like you know that thief who served the spiritual master of king, you know that story, no? He had prasadam, he had lunch at one of the grihastha. On the way to, he was going to the, you know, palace of king, in an assembly hall. But on the way, he was invited by a grihastha, and he had lunch over there. And he went there after having prasadam there. He went to the king, and suddenly, all of a sudden, he took one jewel and put in the bag without anybody's notice. And some of the security guards, they saw. Then they informed king that the spiritual master has stolen something. It was so much, the king started crying. The king, you know, he caught hold the feet of his spiritual master. He said that the whole kingdom is yours. Everything is yours, my spiritual master. Why you want to steal something from here? Everything is yours. I myself belong to you. Then he went back and he thought that how could I do such mistake? Then he sent his disciple that find out that who the grihastha were and what profession they are doing. Then they found that he was the thief. One should not accept charity from anywhere and from everywhere. Should be very perfect that. And the last point, one should not accept food cooked by karmis and mayavadis. One should not reveal one's mind to mayavadis and karmis. One should not accept gift from mayavadis and karmis. This six dealing should not be done with mayavadis and karmis. Because of the association is not conducive to developing love for Krishna. But it is also mentioned that Guhyam Akhyabhi Kruchyati means if you keep doubt in your mind, then you cannot progress. You should be sincere and straightforward and open your heart, exposing our doubts and difficulties. We should not fear to ask questions that can expose your foolishness. Sometimes we don't ask questions thinking that we will look foolish. But don't do that. Be straightforward. Open your heart. We should care for the devotees, show our appreciation for their association in contribution to spreading Chaitanya's movement. Vaishnava's movement, as the saying goes, man is a social animal. If we don't have a relationship with the devotees, we will have a relationship with the karmis. That's why we should organize something which can bring you together, to stay together, and everywhere you go. You know what generally people are doing outside. They will go, they will have prasad, they will chant, they will talk to each other, and they will dance. That is what their picnic and feasting. That is what their picnic. And we are doing every day, chanting, dancing, feasting. And that should bring everyone together. This is fun. This Krishna consciousness is fun. You must not think that we should give our associated innocent people on our terms some advanced materialist are very powerful. And although we can influence them by them, they can also influence you. Sometimes I have to give my sangha to this. Otherwise they will give their sangha to you. I am trying to preach him, I am making him devotee. Sometimes I have seen some neophytes are there. So he will have some of his girlfriend. I am trying to preach her. Baba, he will, then what happens? He goes out. He is out. You know, it worked the wrong way or the other way. It should not happen like this. Sometimes you go to big prachar, you go to give lecturing, oh, I am giving you my sangha to. Then people start worshipping you, oh, you are so great, and you are caught in it. You do not associate much with that. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to meet Pratap Rudra, even though he was devotee. Then later on, but first he refused. Possibly discuss the principle of, you know, not accepting one should understand from Bhagavad Gita what is charity and to whom it should be given. There one should connect here. So these are the some of the points of Vedabhiti Rahmaji. Prabhupada says an example is here. When one eats food offered by a materialistic man, one's mind becomes contaminated. When mind is contaminated, one is unable to think of Krishna properly. Spoken by Lord Chaitanya is in connection with the pastime in which Raghunath Das Goswami fed the Lord for 2 years with his father's money and then abruptly stopped. So this Dadadi Pratyavadi, this is from Chaitanya Chaitanya. So well, third and fourth, now the rest of the slokas are easier. You will be able to understand. Next sloka is giving guidance about what is that? Three categories of devotees. And then comes further. So we stop here.
Like